Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Happy Monday, everyone. Daily Pop is here to start your week off right. Today, there is a new twist in the Lily James, Dominic West scandal. Oh my gosh, you guys, there's more. These photos of what appears to be Lily kissing her married co-star, Dominic, surfaced last week. And now it seems this scandal could be affecting Lily's career. Okay, according to Page Six, an NBC source says Lily canceled her scheduled appearance on the Today Show this morning. The actress is promoting a new Netflix film with Armie Hammer and is also supposed to stop by The Tonight Show later this week. No word yet if she's going to appear on that. But Lily's rep, we did reach out to them, didn't have a comment quite yet. Ooh. So, smart to cancel these appearances?
Let me just say this, just to be clear, this didn't happen on the movie and the project that she is promoting for Netflix right now with Armie Hammer. This went down with her co-star from a BBC show.
The kissing. The Dominic.
So yes. I would be pissed if I were Netflix and she was not promoting my series.
I hear you, but at the same time, it will be the one thing everybody is waiting to hear from her, right? It's the first question they're gonna wanna ask. If she was sitting right here, I would say, I can't wait to talk about your movie on Netflix. Anyways, about that kiss with Dominic.
100%.
And what are you gonna say? Dominic made a stand saying he's gonna stay with his wife. They went out, they did the photos, they did the note to the paparazzi, they did a whole shebang.
But then there were more photos. There were more photos that came out after that of them hanging out. That's the other thing. Like, I just feel like what Justin said is completely accurate. I mean, for them to be working, and first of all, Armie Hammer has his own share of drama right now as well. So there's just a lot of emotional love stuff happening around these two. But I agree, it's like you've committed a certain amount of time to do this project. You have appearances to promote it. That's part of your obligation as an actress. You cannot put yourself in a position. And I, you know my stance. Nobody knows what goes on in somebody's
100.
Home except for the two people. So I never want to jump on couples where it looks messy. The photo that they show of Dominic kissing Lily, they're not actually kissing. He's kissing the side of her face. Do I think they've probably hooked up? Yes, probably. But
they also went all around scooters all day.
Exactly.
That makes it a little intimate.
They're hugging each other.
But I will say this, she will fare easier than we think. Because the wife is a civilian, and hold on with me for a minute.
Civilian.
Because the wife is not a celebrity.
We're in medieval times.
No, 100%. If the wife was a celebrity and people loved her and adored her and she had her own fan base, it would become an Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston situation where the pitchforks would have come out.
Yes.
Because she's not a celebrity, it makes it a little different for Lily James. She can kind of skirt this one under the rug after this whole, you know, press tour for this show, press tour for the BBC project.
Right.
You know, Kristen Stewart got off with a clean slate after the whole Rupert Sanders thing. You know, you had Eddie Cibrian got off with the whole Leanne Rimes thing until his wife turned into, you know, a reality star. But when your wife is not a celebrity, it's less like, I don't want to say sensationalized.
Yeah,
it is. 100%. The fact that, but even so, quickly with Dominic and his wife, the fact that they've owned it and did that weird paparazzi stunt and publicity with the note, like, it almost makes it more confusing where it's like they're clearly okay. Like, they clearly have some sort of arrangement that we can't understand. So this, it makes it even harder to follow.
Well, and also harder for Lily because let's say she isn't on that arrangement, right?
Right.
It's not her place to explain that arrangement to the world, knowing that if she did interview, she'd be asked about that. So maybe she feels like I don't know, between a rock and a hard place.
But this is a problem, and I have this issue with everyone. I was not involved in your marriage. Yes, the other woman should get, you know, kind of slapped on the wrist. But at the end of the day, Dominic West said I do to that woman. He should be the one that has to answer, not Lily James. But she was not in this marriage.
But she's also been a part of it. That's what sucks.
And she's the one that's on a press tour right now. I mean, it's just kind of like unfortunate timing to be caught in a scandal.
Yeah, but totally. I also think, but also, oh my God, don't, no, we don't think that. But I also think, just a cap on it, she should not be canceling these appearances.
Especially not with that Netflix money.
Okay, it is not a good look for her. It makes it look like she's running. It's not good. Just sit there and say, my personal life is my personal life. Be annoying about it. You cannot skimp out about these
100%.
Things.
100%.
So what?
You can't.
Tell the Today Show, go ahead, ask me about it, and then just give a brick-facing answer.
The Today Show is going to be like, tell us about that. And she's going to be like, I don't discuss my personal life. I'm here for the movie. And a cheeky smile. They're not going to say, you better tell us. Like, there's ways to skirt around this. Lily James, let's be clear, is not the first celebrity to be entangled in a
100.
Entanglement. She needs to sit down and promote the movie.
The word.
Wow. It's true. She needs to.
Well, we'll see if she shows up on The Tonight Show. Okay. Ava Mendez is keeping it real and admitting she cannot do it all. Mm. The actress who shares two daughters with Ryan Gosling told the Sydney Morning Herald that she's thankful and fortunate she has the choice not to work. She says, I quote, I applaud and look up to those women who can do it all, but I'm not one of them. Now, we haven't seen Ava in any films for 6 years, and she admits she's just now warming up to the idea of returning to the big screen. So I can probably jump in here. Women made to feel like they need to do everything 100%. We are. I don't know where it stems from. Just, I guess, seeing our mothers do it all. So we feel like we need to do it all and want to live up to the high expectations that we set for ourselves. But yeah, it all crumbles and falls sometimes. She is lucky. I love that she admitted she had the choice not to work because, you know, most of us don't have that option. But it's not like she's also, though, been doing nothing. She has her fashion line with New York Company. She's been doing other things. She's just not been on screen.
Raising two humans.
Yeah, she's been super busy, and I get all that. But I hope she comes back to the movies. I want to see her.
100%.
It's crazy that there's such a fascination with Ava Mendez when we literally have not seen her on screen for 6 years. Like, it's just, I know she's married to Ryan Gosling, but it's not like he's out and about all the time either. You know, it's weird that we're just so obsessed with these two, and we don't really, they're not even the most relevant of, like, the celebrity game. But I feel like what she said made complete sense. She's like, this is what I'm comfortable doing. My priority is this, and, like, I'm happy focusing my energy on my kids. And, like, good for her. You know what I mean? She, like, you know, so many people would be like, oh, I gotta have these babies and then I gotta get back into the game right away. And so I'm happy that she's made herself happy. And clearly their choices have worked for them because their relationship is successful.
Y'all do that to yourselves, though. Y'all do that to yourselves.
We do that, but I wonder, though, like, it's just different because with me, I don't have that choice, obviously, not to work. So I think, how do you not have the pressure to do it all, right? Unless you just don't care about something.
You get, like, off Instagram.
Like, you care about...
You get off Instagram. Yeah, it's Instagram. I see all these posts.
Instagram, women were feeling this
way. No, women weren't feeling like they had to do it all. Women felt like they could slip and they could have a moment, you know, here or there because no one was judging them. But now that there's hashtag boss babe and hashtag supermom, people feel like they have to cook, clean, raise kids, and run a Fortune 500 lip cosmetic company, but that's not every woman's journey. My boss babe vibes hashtag goals is, if I keep these three kids alive and I can throw a lasagna in the oven to heat up really quick, I won.
Ooh, lasagna.
20 minutes or less for dinner for
exactly.
me.
Exactly. But it's because social media tells you you have to run around in a high heel and be at work with your three kids. Like, you don't realize, and I say this to my friends all the time, the woman who has a snapback game so good that she looks better 4 weeks after she had her baby, it's because she has a nutritionist and a nanny, and her mother-in-law lives with her, and her husband does all her posts for her. Like, this woman is not doing this by herself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we have to remember that.
Oh, 100%. You're right. And it's so funny. I literally, last night, I was like, finished a dinner like in 20 minutes or less, and Shannon was like, oh, this is so good. I'm like, aren't I like the best wife? Like, I literally like did dinner, and I cleaned today, and I did this, and I did that. But I'm like, it's hard to do it all. So the day amazed that you feel like you do it all. It's like such an accomplishment. If you get a little bit of work done and you raise the kids okay that day and they do something fun and you're also able to put dinner on the table, it's like, damn, that's a good day.
Wow. I did it.
This topic was for you today, Carissa. She is a mom on top this Monday morning.
No. I am a mom that's very overwhelmed, and so I celebrate my days. I feel like I didn't fall apart.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, coming up, can you even imagine George Clooney in The Notebook? How we're really feeling about him turning down Ryan Gosling's role. Plus, Claire Crawley is talking to us about love, lust, and her biggest regret from this season of The Bachelorette. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Are we starting to Daily Pop? I may have knocked over my table. Let's do this, you guys. We have some shocking news. One of our favorite movie couples almost didn't happen. George Clooney just revealed he nearly played Ryan Gosling's role in The Notebook. Can you imagine this scene with Clooney?
Wow. I mean, The Notebook and the obsession with The Notebook.
I
wrote you 365 letters. I wrote you every day for a year.
You wrote me?
Yes. It wasn't over. Still isn't over.
Oh, wow. So good. Mm. That movie takes me back to such good times. Okay, could you see Clooney in that role instead of Ryan?
Look,
no.
At this point, all the CGI and special effects I'm seeing from these broads on Instagram, anything is possible. But I think George Clooney was probably getting gassed up by his agents, the same way someone thought that Julia Roberts could make a convincing Harriet Tubman. Like, I just think, like, somebody probably told George, like, hey, we're trying to get you this thing with, you know, with The Notebook. You're going to play the lead role. And they didn't realize that the lead role was supposed to go to a 19-year-old kid. And George Clooney just stuck with that.
It's like, well, I could make it work. I mean, George was 43 in 2004. And if Rachel was his co-star, she would have been 26 back then. I mean, that's a whole different story. That, I mean, I know they say, like, try not to take age into consideration, but sometimes for the storyline, you have to take age into consideration.
100.
Ageist, it's being like...
There's a story around a 19-year-old.
They grew up together. That's the whole point. They were young and in love and it was fiery and hot and crazy and good.
But that's the thing with Hollywood. They will change a story to make sure that it sells. And George Clooney at the time was popping hard. George Clooney was the dude.
Yeah.
Oceans had just started coming out. Like, he was the man of the hour. He was dating all these random bartenders from random restaurants.
Remember Stacey Keibler? So
yes.
Random. Mm-hmm,
oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
That was like peak George, paparazzi George.
Yes.
Well, I think it turned out perfectly the way it is, and I'm so glad that it was Ryan. And,
yes.
Rachel, I just blanked for a second, almost said Ava. No, that's not right. Okay, we've been dying for new music from Adele forever. And she just announced that she's going to be on Saturday Night Live this weekend. But surprise, she is not the musical guest. Adele's going to be hosting the show only. Her musical guest is her. So what do you think about Adele as a host?
I mean, I'm excited to see Adele as a host. I feel like she's cheeky and has a really good personality, and I think she's going to do a great job hosting. But it's just that audible sigh of like, God, like, we just wish that you were going to sing. Like, you have enough songs that you could sing older songs. But I love her, so I'm excited for her to do it. I just think people are bummed because they obviously attribute Adele with music and they want to hear her sing again. It's been a long time.
Yeah, but just because Adele is not singing doesn't mean you're not going to hear her break into song somewhere in a skit. I will say, if Adele is listening out there, I really hope that you poke fun at that whole Notting Hill Carnival escapade with the band Two Knots and when you wore that Jamaican flag around your arms. If she does that, I think America would crack up. up.
Oh,
and
no.
It would be so
know.
Funny. And I think SNL
this
can push
PC
it there.
Culture. I don't know.
But if you're going to do it, you do it on SNL. Bill Burr just went off on white women.
Yeah, I mean, she can give it a shot, but that's a risky gamble. I don't really know if she should go there or not. But I will say, I thought before I found out who the musical guest was, I thought, oh, well, she'll probably just sing a little something with whoever the musical guest is. But since it's her, I don't think they're going to share the stage. I
no
think
way.
Her is going to be like, nah, this is my moment, and I'm a big enough star on my own. Thank you. That would be cool if they did. Yeah. That would be in a dynamic sound, the two of them. But I don't know. But I think you're right. It's going to be in a skit. She's going to maybe make fun of the fact that she doesn't release music to like every 5 years or whatever. She makes us all wait. She'll probably tease about it or something like that. But I'm excited because this will be a new side of Adele, and maybe she'll get into acting and.
Don't
push
it, honey. I'm like, take it one day at a time, lady.
New thing.
Take it one day at a time, lady.
All right, coming up, Kim Kardashian West's beauty fail, the mistake that has everyone freaking out. This is crazy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Social media is freaking out over Kim Kardashian West's hair extension mishap. So Kim shared a photo posing in her new Givenchy campaign, and everyone is noticing that little hair extension there on the floor. Khloé even weighed in writing that hair extension is hating. Okay. Twitter seems to be really freaking out over this. Does it bother you as much?
By the way, I probably have a drawer full of Morgan's hair extensions in my desk upstairs, because if you live with a girly girl or work with a girly girl, there is always a slab of hair somewhere on the floor.
We're the wrong people
literally.
To ask.
I pull them out.
We're so jaded and so used to it. It's just, they're everywhere. Can I tell you guys a true story about hair extensions? A funny, weird story. So one time, I was here, and when another E! Talent, it was their last day working there, and they accidentally took home my hair extensions because we had the same color hair.
Accidentally.
It was kind of a weird thing.
Wow.
No, I was just joking. So they mailed them back to me, right? Well, our security saw this and thought it was so bizarre that somebody mailed me hair that they thought it was like a
dangerous
situation. Yeah. And so they threw them away. And so I had to talk to security and be like, no. That was my extensions. I needed those. And they were like, I'm sorry, but we just thought it was so strange. I'm like, we're at E. Isn't that strange?
And not even that. You were thinking, now I got to go to finance. I have to call Renee. I got to get this approved. I'm not going to have hair for months. Forget it. Forget it.
Anyway, so didn't bother me. I'm used to seeing extensions.
100%.
But I would think for Kim, because she's so perfection about her photos, that she would like have photoshopped that out.
But
I kind of like it. She didn't notice. This is clearly one of those things she did not realize. It kind of looks like a Balenciaga ad. It's very editorial. I'm not mad at it at all.
By the way, that looks like the hallways here at E! With that sterile carpet.
It does. That same carpet.
100%.
Not the carpet they're sitting on, to be clear. The other one.
All right, moving on, because Kim's sister Kylie also has fans going crazy. She posted some sexy photos with Travis Scott over the weekend, and people are wondering if they are back together. So in one photo, she's seen posing next to her baby daddy in her Cher Givenchy dress while he's showing off his abs. So pretty sure this is saying they're a couple again, right?
They will never tell us when they're a couple again.
They are not a couple.
This tells us they like to make money together.
They like each other. Yes, they want an Instagram photo that's going to pop off a little bit. They have a good relationship. I think they're friends. I don't think they're sleeping together. I'm just going to put that out there. I think this is just the internet just can't leave this stuff alone. But that's Kylie's genius, right? She knows if she posts this and he posts this, people are going to speculate on it. It's just easy, quick little press. They're definitely not together right now.
100%. Why do you say they're definitely not back together right now?
It's just not the vibe. I don't feel it. Don't feel it. Justin, do you think they're together?
I think quarantine changes things. I think they're probably spending a lot of time together, and I guarantee they're back. I'm guessing they're back together right now.
They're not even quarantining together.
Picture. She wouldn't post that picture unless she wanted you guys to at least think that they might be back together.
That's
she's
the
at
illusion.
Least claiming her man.
She wants,
she's at least saying no
illusion.
Other girl can still talk to this guy because look, I'm gonna take a photo with
no.
him.
No.
And you wouldn't post that photo if you guys are allowed to see other people.
No,
let's be real. You don't think she's he's talking to other women and she's doing her thing. Come on now.
You think that they would post that photo if he's allowed to sleep with other women?
Carissa,
you claiming your man.
Carissa, she's just because you're claiming your man doesn't mean he your man. First and foremost, let me first start off by saying that. Just because you throwing it up doesn't mean he's yours. This woman knows that the brand is and will always be Kylie and Travis, no
Amen.
Matter what is going on.
Amen.
So for her, she's like, let's make this quick dollar. But also, I'm going to be a little petty, and I know you've seen somebody else, but I'm going to throw this up to let them know whose house you come to once a week.
That's
and I'm
what
so here.
I'm
but it's not
they
about
have a child
somebody.
Together.
That's my whole point, is that she's doing that to show flex, or he's doing that.
No.
They're both doing it to show flex.
Yeah, but we're not flexing because we're hooking
family.
Up.
They're family.
Yes.
They're family. She's not concerned with Travis. She's not stressing about Travis at all. Like, I'm telling you, they're family. They have a daughter together. They have respect for their relationship. This is not they love each other. They are not together. I promise
100%.
You.
We're going to have to agree to disagree this morning, and I think we're going to find out that they're married, and it's going to be really funny.
Here we go again.
Okay, here with the marriage. They are married again.
Wow.
I'm sitting lopsided now.
Marriage Mondays here at E.
I'm just kidding. We had a little fun with that earlier. Okay.
They ganged up on me.
The truth behind Claire Crawley's journey to find love, plus her one big regret, the Bachelorette, is spilling secrets to us. Welcome back to Daily Pop. Billie Eilish needs our help to settle a huge debate. What color are her sneakers? Okay, the singer went on Instagram to show that the shoes that I'm going to show you in just a second are mint and green. No, they're not. They're pink.
No, they're mint green in the middle. Air is in pink. The mint green is in the middle.
Okay, so when I looked at the photos, I agreed with Justin. But when I see this slight mint green, but I feel like that's just opaque white. It's not mint, but I do see the pink, and then the stripes are like a minty white there. But the photos, I just saw the pink air. I didn't see anything else.
I only see pink.
That's a subtle mint. That is like a glass of milk with a teensy bit of toothpaste in it, like microscopic.
Oh. Milk or toothpaste.
No, it's supposed to be mint green and white because Billy shared a screen grab of the sneakers and said...
Oh, no, it's pink. It's pink. The air is pink. The air is 100%
The air is pink.
100%.
Yeah. It's 100% pink.
Yeah, but the shoes are mint green.
What is mint green? I see no mint green.
It's no, Justin. It's a hue of green. I mean, like in contrast to the pink,
the white,
there is. You can see how there might be a tinge of mint. There looks very mint with light lavender.
I see mint with white AIR. Okay.
That's a pink AIR.
What? No,
it's a super lavender. It's a chalky opaque color. Trust me, I stare at these colors all day. The shoe is mint there, but the shoe changes in light. I need to finish my apple because I have
a kid. Do you see pink in the AI?
Should we get Dr. Fauci here to talk about it? Because y'all are acting like this is like the most breaking thing that we had. Like, y'all just spent 5 minutes trying to figure out if it was mint or pink.
This is the stuff Morgan and I like to argue about.
Oh my God.
It's easy and it's Monday and it's not difficult to talk about.
Can you believe they made me wake up at 5:30 to come talk about this?
It has been 5 years since the whole white and gold and black and blue dress that divided the internet debate. Still white and gold to me.
Black and blue. Justin, what is it? Black and blue.
I am not even going here. It's white and gold.
Thank you.
It's not. It's black and blue.
Morgan,
it's crazy. I see black and blue
right now. Okay, Claire Crawley just spilled some Bachelorette secrets to Justin. So what's going on with Dale? That's what I want to know.
I mean, we all know things got pretty hot between those two on that first episode. But remember, in Bachelorette history, first impressions don't always mean forever.
True.
I feel like I just met my husband.
I only watch The Bachelorette, and let me tell you why.
Tell me.
Because I feel like the women take it very seriously. And I feel like they're really looking for a connection. Do you feel the same way?
Of course, of course, of course. If you look at the women before me, like we have a group chat going. All these women are strong, like just very independent women that know what they want, that know what they're looking for. Nobody's going to be the Bachelorette to play games. I remember speaking to one of the producers. I was like, I'm probably the most difficult Bachelorette you've ever dealt with. And he was like, you are, because they can't manipulate me. There's no kind of working around the system for me. They can't tell me, I mean, they can suggest things, but I know what I want. I know what I'm looking for.
My first impression, Rose.
Which Bachelorette has given you the best advice, and what was the advice?
Hands down, Rachel.
What did she tell you?
Live in the moment, she said. And she always just said, follow your gut, follow your heart, live in the moment, and forget what anybody says.
How did you not let your heart just go with Dale immediately? How did you keep an open mind?
I think because, I mean, obviously the chemistry and the connection was very apparent that it was there, but there's also, I mean, I've been around enough to know that there is lust and there's that kind of initial like sparks, but when the real test is, I think, when you go through things and you start having those deep conversations, those hard conversations, and actually connecting.
Now I gotta ask you, because girl, Hannah put that windmill to work, okay?
It was actually 4 times.
Were you trying not to get too touchy-feely?
I think you go into this going, I'm gonna be, you know, be respectable and have this kind of like set these boundaries, but when you're in the moment of it and you're feeling all the feels, especially after quarantine, you just go for it. Cameras are not right there in your face. They're all really far away. So it's easy to be in the moment.
Is there something that you did on this season that you wish you could take back?
Not one single thing.
Not one thing.
I'll tell you, there is one thing.
Tell me.
I ate way too many chicken nuggets. I swear to God, I had it for every single meal. I congratulated myself after every single rose ceremony, getting through 12 hours of handing out roses. Chicken nuggets every single day, Justin. I do regret that.
You know what? Sometimes a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
It got me through it, I'll tell you that.
Now, when you went through Juan Pablo's season,
it's not about fair. It's about like how you feel.
And after this season and after, you know, Bachelor Winter Games, you talked about how you weren't ready for love because you had just gotten out of an abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people deal with the aftermath of an abusive relationship. How did you get to the place right where you are now, where you knew that you were ready for love?
You do a lot of self-work, and it was not easy. When you experience something such traumatic as abuse, as physical abuse, emotional abuse, you kind of have to dig yourself out of those holes that you're in and build yourself up. Just taking those steps day by day by day and really learning to just love yourself.
I love that. I'm not gonna lie, when I heard you were 39, I was so excited because I feel like you have experienced life. Why do you think people use age against women?
I have no idea. I think it's just generations and generations of a certain belief that is outdated. I think that one guy tried to use it against me.
I expected way more from the oldest Bachelorette.
And I can laugh about it now, because if that's the worst thing that you can say about me, I'm doing pretty good. It's not a bad thing that I'm 39. You know, and you saw what I said. The reason why I'm 39 and single is literally because of men like that.
100%.
I mean, I'd rather be single than with a man like that.
Oh my God, I am rooting for you. I hope you get that big ass ring, and I cannot wait to go to the wedding. Thank you so much, this is great.
Yes, thank you, Justin, I appreciate it so much.
All right, Justin, now I need you to reach down in your gut. What was your gut feeling? Did she find the one?
It wasn't Dale. I have a weird feeling that we are in for a plot twist.
Okay. Yep.
And
okay.
I don't think she ended up choosing Dale.
Yeah.
It's too obvious
really
if she chooses Dale. It also is throwing us off a lot.
The teasers in The Bachelorette and The Bachelor always mess me up. They're really good at like throwing you off.
100%. And by the way, I'm not gonna lie, if I saw Dale, I would sleep with Dale first, right, on The Bachelorette, but I don't know if Dale would be the marrying type. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
No offense, yeah. Dale.
No offense, Dale. Sorry, Dale. Dale's too young.
Dale, we don't know you.
All right, guys. The
Sorry to this man.
Airs tomorrow night on ABC, so we'll find out more. After the break, Kelly Clarkson's embarrassing fan encounter, why she had to pretend to be Carrie Underwood. We'll explain next.
Oh. I don't know this man.
I loved you. Like, love.
They try to make it about us, but it really isn't. It's really about helping these guys and gals out, helping them become the best that they can be, and hopefully win.
The good thing is we're not sending anybody home because they're no good. Everybody here is good.
Everybody's a winner at The Voice because there was so much talent, and these individuals will be able to take home some advice that they'll be able to make use of for some time to come.
It's all shot in real time with real emotion. It's all just real, like I'm talking to you right now.
Everybody's going to realize that these are all talented people, and just that the exposure of them being on the show is going to be something that can propel them. People are going to see it and respond to it. So everybody wins.
Oh my gosh, that's a look back at the very first season of The Voice. That was the best
season. That was the best season.
No offense to everybody that's been on since, but that was the best. This is The Voice is back on NBC. It's its 19th season. And this one's good too because you got Blake and Gwen, John Legend, and Kelly Clarkson.
Oh my
God. Stars right there.
Star studded.
In keeping with Kelly, she's kicking off today's Would You Do It? So she just revealed on her talk show that she once signed an autograph as Carrie Underwood because she didn't want to embarrass the fan who thought she was Carrie. So she just signed Carrie's name.
That has happened to me one too many times. And in the moment, I can tell you from experience, you just go with it. Because to explain the apology, the, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Then, oh, my God, tell everybody what show you're on.
Wayne
because
Brady?
Jason Bolden.
Oh, wow.
Jason Bolden.
I thought it was going to be Wayne.
No, not Wayne yet. I wish I had Wayne Brady's ring account, but.
All right, Kelly said that even though she and Carrie look nothing alike, fans often confuse them. It's probably just like, I know you were on American Idol. You were one of the big winners.
Yes.
My mind is going blank. Are you Carrie Underwood? You know?
Yeah.
Probably one of those things.
Right.
I wouldn't want to, like, I would probably just go along with it, too. It'd make me feel special for a day. I'm like, yes, let me just sign
you. Got you.
Yep. Okay.
All right, the rock group, the Flaming Lips, found an innovative way to perform live during this pandemic by using human plastic bubbles. I think this is so fun. So during their last performance, each band member and concert goer was in their own plastic ball.
Oh my God, you guys, the claustrophobia. I literally am sweating now because of it. Like, that's okay,
so
band on stage, but bubbles on top of bubbles in a crowded area, I would hyper-effing-ventilate. No way.
I would say it would get challenging when, like, you want to leave, but, like, your bubble's so big you can't get out, you're kind of stuck.
It's oh, my God. No.
It could be so fun. I think we should do Daily Pop interviews like this.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Krista, we're still focusing on other things. Okay.
If you, the logistics alone that we would have to, like, answer to try to get this interview in a bubble, we could barely do it by the pond.
Rebecca's working on it. She's already talking about it this morning. Yeah.
Everyone's NBC email is going to be discontinued after this show. Not available for comment, not available for questions.
Okay. Well, it's going to happen. Just saying. Would you leave your number on a random guy's car? Hannah Brown just did this. We'll let her explain.
Here's what's happening. Annie and I were walking, and this beautiful specimen of a human walked by me. He was so cute, and I was like, we kind of snotted each other, I think. And so I was nervous to say anything, but we think this is his work. I'm actually even sure, but I'm going to leave him a note.
Oh, my gosh. Spoiler alert. It was his car, and Hannah did see him open the note, but she has yet to get a call.
Oh my God.
Would you do this?
This is why I keep stationary in my car. You never know.
That's cute of her. I like that. Very old-fashioned. She looked so cute, too.
Yeah. I mean, this is similar to, like, whenever, like, you leave your number, whenever you leave, like, on the waiter's
Tip.
The tab. Like, in the tip, you leave your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
You used to get that. I don't know. I used to get that sometimes back in the day.
At Hooters?
Back in the day at Hooters.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? They would never hire me for Hooters. Okay. Hailey Bieber is showing her love for hubby Justin Bieber with some new ink. Celebrity tattoo artist Mr. K shared a pic of Hailey's new tattoo, which is a J on her left ring finger.
Aw.
That's really cute. Would you do that?
I'm not. I think Jordan has enough tattoos for the both of us. I don't. I'm just not gonna. I'm gonna be a virgin in that way forever. I'm just not gonna do it.
You know what's really weird? If my husband was like, I really want you to get a tattoo, I would actually do the ring finger, because at the rate I'm going with the Purell, that would be gone in 2 months. Right. Like, I'm frying half my hands off every week. Like,
sure, sweetie.
100%. And I also think that it rubs off a lot, because Beyonce also had those fours. Beyonce and Jay-Z had the fours. Now you can barely see it.
Yeah.
And they have to redo it every year. So I would do it. I would totally do it.
I'm kind of one of those people where I think it's kind of bad luck sometimes. I say that, but then I'm also telling Shannon to get my initials on him. But anyways,
but that's different because he has tattoos already. That's
right,
different.
Right, he has tattoos. My first
it's not time. A commitment.
I need to really dig deeper and see how I really feel about this, because I'm contradicting myself as I say it out loud. But
no, he can get it. You don't need to. It's fine.
Okay, I like it. Okay, how much would you pay to rent out an entire movie theater? Some chains are doing that, including AMC, and rates start at $99. They're allowing up to 20 people max. The price can go up to $350 depending on the movie and add-ons like food and drinks. Would you do it?
Well, we bring our own food and drinks anyways. I've never been to a movie where I have not brought at least one course
one
of the five that I have
of
there.
Of course.
Okay?
Gummy bears.
But I would do it. This sounds like a great idea. It sounds like a fun way to get a small group of people together. I would need to have the first screening that day in that movie theater is what I would have to do to make sure it's fresh.
Yeah, I get it.
And I need to smell the Lysol when I walk in there.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
I think this is a fun birthday idea. It's sad that going to a movie theater feels nostalgia. It's like, oh, this feels like something we used to do. So for my birthday, we're all going to go to the movie theaters again. I think it's cute. I think it's fun. $350 isn't like terrible.
Cost
that
festive.
To sometimes rent a table. So.
Oh, you're getting table services?
In L.A.
Damn, she rich.
Okay. Coming up, we're celebrating National Pasta Day with a simple but delicious dish you can make every day. We have celebrity chef here to share us a recipe with you when we come back.
Woo!
National Pasta Day was this weekend, and we are still in the mood to celebrate. So we have celebrity chef Antonia Lofaso is going to join us to show us how to make a classic Italian dish that you can whip up any day of the week.
What's up, Daily Pop? You guys are feeling inspired and want to make a pasta dish? This is a great one to try. This is going to be my sausage and cavatelli with a little bit of rapini and pecorino. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a hot pan on the stove with just a little bit of olive oil. I've got pasta water here, rolling boil. I'm seasoning the pasta water like it is in motion. I'm going to go ahead and drop my pasta inside. It's going to take a good couple of minutes. This is a ground pork sausage. It's pre-cooked and it's out of the casing, so it's just that beautiful crumble of sausage. So I had the distinct pleasure not too long ago to cook with Selena Gomez. It's a great show called Selena and Chef. We made an incredible octopus ceviche with calamari and some pickled jalapenos. We had a great time. Thank you, Selena. I'm gonna go ahead and just let that sausage get nice and crumbly and hot. Then I'm gonna add some nugget of butter, and then we're gonna add a little bit of chicken stock. The chicken stock and butter are actually the sauce of this, right? You can see here the pasta is come to the top and it is boiling. And just like a ravioli, it comes to the top of the water. You guys, all of those incredible noodles, dumplings, whatever you wanna call them, are going to absorb. They're like little sponges. They're gonna absorb all that incredible sauce. You want to cook it in the sauce another minute to minute and a half. Just as it's finished, we're going to add the roasted rapini. So to finish, some of that pecorino, we're just going to grate into the sauce, and then you want to just slap it in the pan. You want to hear that pop spot. Can you hear it? Onto the plate. And just when you think that there is enough cheese, there isn't. You want to do a little bit over the top, all around town, and then just finish with a little bit of chopped Italian parsley, and that is it. Happy National Pasta Day, which, as far as I'm concerned, really should be every day.
Oh my gosh, that looks so good.
Oh my
These were the perks we had.
I miss the perks of food. Okay, you guys can check out our Instagram, Eat Daily Pop, for the recipe. And if you haven't watched Selena Plus Chef yet, all the episodes are available now on HBO Max. Mm. Up next, Katy Perry says she has best friend telepathy. I knew I was going to mess that up.
I do it all the time.
I warned you. Telepathy. Okay, with the celebrity. Do you know who it is? Play a game of Guess the BFFs with us next.
Today is National New Friends Day, so to celebrate, we're going to test our knowledge on some surprising celeb friendships with a game of Guess the BFF. So you guys excited?
Yes!
Very excited. Okay, first up, Courtney Cox let this singer stay at her Malibu house rent-free for 3 months to make music. In exchange, he made sure to make his bed. Is it A, Bruno Mars, B, Ed Sheeran, C, Post Malone, D, Sam Smith?
It's either, I know, I remember talking about this story. I think it's either Ed or Sam.
Justine?
You're looking at me like you know, and that's why I don't want to give the answer.
100%, I'm going to let you go first, so then I can give the real answer.
No, stop it. Sam.
It's Smith. Ed Sheeran.
No!
It is Ed Sheeran. Chris, I'm sorry.
Go with
I'm
your
sorry.
Gut, Carissa. Go with
go
your
with
gut.
Go with your gut. All right, you have a chance to win still. All right, this star gave a speech at his bestie Guy Fieri's Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony. Is it A, Ryan Reynolds, B, Alec Baldwin, C, Matthew McConaughey, or D, Dennis Quaid?
I remember this one, too. I know it's not. I don't want to tell you anything, Justin. You guess first this time.
I'm going to go Dennis Quaid. It just seems like he'd be friends with a Quaid.
I think I'm going to go Matthew McConaughey.
And Carissa, you are right. You
ooh, 1-1.
When it comes to Matthew,
now it's tied. All right, let's see. Justin, now it's going to really start to heat up because she wants to win, okay? John Travolta was convinced to go bald by this good friend. This is a great friend. I'm going to go ahead and say that. A, Nicolas Cage. B, Pitbull. Okay. C, Bruce Willis. Or D, Jason Statham.
The most Bruce random. Pitbull.
It is Pitbull. You're right.
You know what?
They performed
that
together
tricky.
At a concert before.
Yeah. I remember the picture. Uh-huh. I see it now. Okay.
I love that. I love that he went bald. Thank God for Pitbull. Okay, Katy Perry claims to have best friend telepathy with this celebrity. Is it A, Taylor Swift, B, Lady Gaga, C, Dua Lipa, or D, Allison Williams?
Well, I'm going to go. You go.
I'm going to go D, Allison Williams.
That's what I was going to go. D, Allison Williams.
Okay, well, is that your answer, Carissa?
Yeah.
Okay, it is D. Allison Williams, but Justin, you said it first, so it's your point. So hopefully someone's keeping score. All right. Okay, last one. David Beckham gets a copy of this rapper's record before it's released. Is it A, G-Eazy, B, Kendrick Lamar, C, Eminem, or D, Snoop Dogg? Quick answers.
Snoop Dogg.
I'm going to go with Kendrick Lamar.
It is Snoop.
Yes.
Snoop.
So you guys tied. You tied. There you go.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Yes!
Hey, I'm so happy we tied this. It's fantastic. That's it for us today. Tomorrow, we are talking to Hoda Kotb about her kids, marriage, and her amazing new project. Plus, younger star Sutton Foster is here. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11 and join us for Daily Pop every weekday at 11. Have a good day.
My Bye. Celsius just kicked in.
Yay! Yeah.